Okay, good evening. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're doing page 84, which is Mem Beis Amud Beis, the end of Simen Reish Samach Vav and the beginning of Simen Reish Samach Zayin. So the last Se'if in Simen Reish Samach Vav, which has been all about if you find a wallet or you realize that you're carrying your wallet and then it becomes Shabbos, so what do you do with it? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Yud Gimel, Motza Arniki B'Shabbos, Asu Litlo. If you find a wallet on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it. Afal Pi Sheyare, Pen Yukad Menu Acher, even though you're afraid someone else is going to find it, someone else is going to take it, you're going to be out the wallet. Now the Bir Halacha points out, that it's an issur of mukta to pick up the wallet. So if you do tiltul begufo by just kicking it, then that's going. Then there's makom to be makel on that. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Meches, asulito, you cannot take it. Afilu miyamotaktov lo yaver abramos, afilu achi asur mishum mukta. Even if you never carry it four amos at a time, it's still going to be asur mishum mukta. Or even if you don't need to carry it a distance of four amos, but it's still asur to pick it up because it's mukta. Vlo shayilchati mishum pseida, and we can't say, oh, we're going to be makel because it's going to be a big loss otherwise, like we've been saying throughout this entire simon, because a loss is only something that you've already had, but you never had this yet. This is just a metzia, so it's a boon if you get to keep it, but it was never yours. Because of Magen Avraham, that feel the end of Yehudi also lomar litlo. Magen Avraham says you can't even ask a guy to take it. Ubi sefer al yirab make al yidei and Yehudi, but al yirab disagrees. He thinks you can ask a guy. Ve'avia prim gadim prim gadim kotzi al yirab. V'chem b'chdusha Rabbi Kiva Eger make. So even though the Magen Avraham is machmir about asking guy, the Rab, the Prim Gadim, Rib Kiveger, all makel. Ach duhulo hekel kiim hagba al yidei enudi durak tiltul bialma. But Rib Kiveger is only makel to ask the guy to do the mukta, to do the tiltul mukta. Avalol tzavosa lahaluch beso, but not to actually carry it and not to do the hotza'a for you. Achmen yudi batzmoma vila beso son yodei lamanul kuli alma. But no one would disagree that if the guy does it on his own without you asking him, and he brings it all the way to your house, that would be mutter. Okay, so that concludes Simen Reish Samach Vav. Now we begin Simen Reish Samach Zayin, Dinei HaTfila Be'erev Shabbos. So the dinim of Friday night davening. So says the Shulchan Aruch, B'tfilas HaMincha Be'erev Shabbos, Ein Nofel Not Tanein. First of all, as far as Mincha on Erev Shabbos, we don't say Tachnun. It says Mishmurub Neshu Samach Lachlas Shabbos, because it's so close to Shabbos beginning. Kein Kosov Alavush, V'kosov B'mugadim V'nir Duhadin Kishim Mispal Mincha Gedolach. And even if you daven mincha gedola, which is much earlier in the day, but it's after chatzos, so we don't do tachnun. V'chein misho ochel pasach chatzos, gam kenein lomar al nars bavel, kiim shir amal, zayin bir alacha. And also, if someone has a meal after chatzos, you also don't do al nars bavel, you do shir amal instead, because again, it's a time that involves a little bit more joy. Normally, when there's a fast day on Erev Shabbos, so normally you say avinu malkeinu on a fast day at mincha, but not when it's Erev Shabbos. If fast day falls out on Erev Shabbos, not sure what the minig is on Rosh Hashanah. We have that second day of Rosh Hashanah this year is on because Aseres Yemei we say Avinu Malkeinu at Mincha, but it's going to be Friday afternoon. I don't know what the minig is. I guess we got to check the Ezra's Torah Luach. Okay, so Si'if Beis says the Shulchan Aruch Magdim in the Spalal Arvis Yosem Mi Bimosachel. A person should daven Mariv earlier on Friday night than he normally does during the week. Upaplaga Mincha Yochel LaHadliku LaKabel Shabbos Bitfilas Arvis. And as early as Plaga Mincha, a person can already light Shabbos candles and be Makabal Shabbos by davening Mariv and eat the Suda right away at that point. We already discussed earlier how to cheshbon when Plaga Mincha is. Says in Bishpuru, Magdim in Mishum. Mishum Dahavi Nihigi Alma, the Kabbalim Shabbos, Miki Pasuk Shriach Sibur Borchu, Ugzal Sim Reish Samachal of Sivdal. The minig is that people are Makabal Shabbos when we say Borchu and Shul. Achemen, Nachon, the Hakdim Lispal Larvis, Kadeh the Hakdim, a Kabbalah Shabbos. So you should have Marv earlier since the Marv is going to be your Kabbalah Shabbos. So if Vuadin Diachal Kabbalah Shabbos called them Tfil Sarvis. But you could also just be Makabal Shabbos before you have Marv, meaning in some places they have a Seder Limud. I know when I'm in Camp Kaylee with my Masmidim, we have a Seder Limud before Marv. Because we're Mekabel Shabbos and Nizmar Shir Liyom Shabbos, we've all been Mekabel Shabbos, right? We're Mekayim the Tosefes Shabbos by doing that. So the only reason that it's a kunst to daven Marv really is because that's a Kabbalah Shabbos. If you assume that Baruch Hu is a Kabbalah Shabbos, but you could be Mekabel Shabbos without the Baruch Hu anyway. Ubeplag Mashmi Divrei Magen Avraham Dafilu Anogin Lespal Marv Bizmanam Utarm Lespal Bel Shabbos Mibod Yom. The Magen Avraham sounds like even if normally your Makbit only daven Marv after Shkia or after Tzeis on Friday night, you're you're allowed to daven already after plak. Ublavachiyam plak minchve elach. To keep the mitzvah salos mechal akodesh ukvar kibul shabbos lov liyachalis mechadas sovrim davei kelayla litnyan tefila. That since there's a mitzvah of tosefes shabbos, so you're allowed to rely on those shitos that after plak mincha is already considered nighttime legabe davening dafka for Friday night because there's a mitzvah of tosefes shabbos. Normally, if you're makbid to daven after shkia and you daven mincha up until shkia, you're not supposed to just flip back to davening after plag on a random weeknight, but on Friday night where there's a mitzvah to serve Shabbos, that you can do. Achanoi kein yizar al kol panim erev Shabbos l'spal mincha kodem plag mincha. But if you're going to daven marav after plag before shkia, you better daven mincha before plag mincha. Kadesh liya tarti disasri hadadi, so that it doesn't wind up with the tarti disasri, because either the line is plag or the line is shkia, but you can't have both tfilos within that those in between those two zmanim. Hainu the das rabbi du begmar zman mincha nimsha krak plag mincha mishavelech zman tfil sarvis ul das rabban zman mincha ad sof hayom zman marav hu be'erev. Right, the sheet of rabbi Yudah is that plag is the line, the sheet of the rabban is that shkia is the line, so one of them has to be the line. You can't put both tfilos in between. Unfortunately, there's a minhag that's developed in many places in Klal Yisrael, the 7 o'clock mincha. Like 7 o'clock is the magic number, and people make Shabbos at 7 o'clock. And that's if you were going to pick a time that you wanted to be consistent throughout the summer in New York, at least that is the worst time to pick, because that will always lead you with a tarti decide why they couldn't pick 6:30 as the consistent time or 7:30. I mean, it's 7 o'clock. It's the worst time that you could possibly pick. Some say that in a tzibur, in a community, you could be makel to daven marav before shkia, even if you daven mincha after plag. He says, I don't think you could rely on that. I'm willing to rely to let you daven marav after shkia, even though it's still ben hashmashos, but not to rely to daven before shkia. Now, if you're davening, one needs to be mindful. If you're davening marav on Friday night soon after shkia, or any night for that matter, soon after shkia, you're going to have to repeat kriyashma later, because kriyashma is supposed to be done after tzeis hakochavim. Kriyashma is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you can't rely on a kriyashma that you do during ben hashmashos. Vayin biber alacha sivkat and dalet mincha yochel that we said already a plaga mincha you can light Shabbos candles. Aval kodem plaga mincha ein yochel laaduk lekabel Shabbos, but before plaga mincha you're not allowed to light Shabbos candles and be mekabel Shabbos. Afilim b'diavet espalat fil Shabbos tzarich lachzul espalat. Even if you davened Friday night davening, you davened mariv and it turned out not to be plaga mincha yet, you're gonna have to daven again. Plaga mincha yesham du sharavia kodem alayla yesham du sharavia kodem shkia machlokas, whether it's an hour and a quarter before tzeis or an hour and a quarter before shkia. Vayin lel b'simun reish samach gimel sif dal b'mash k'sav shav mishubrua. We already discussed this in simun reish samach gimel sif hey v'lechol. You could even eat your meal early on Friday night. However, there are a couple of caveats that the mishubrua is going to add. Hatam the kibbutz the kibbutz of Shabbos v'osim michol al kodesh. Since you already made it Shabbos because you made an early Shabbos nechshav k'shabbos and izad yachol kaddish v'lechol miyad. So it's considered Shabbos legabe the fact that you're allowed to say kiddush and you're allowed to eat. V'yuchal ligmar sudasim b'bod yom. And the first opinion the mishubrua quote says you could even finish your meal when it's still broad daylight outside. However, others disagree and say, no. You have to make sure you have at least a kazayis of bread after nightfall. That since we derive the mitzvah, the din of having three meals on Shabbos from the fact that it says Hayom three times in the Parsha Saman, so it's got to be on the Yom itself. So even though you could be Mosef Mechol Al HaKodesh for Kiddush, and you could be Mosef Mechol Al HaKodesh for Davening and for Issa Malacha, but not for the Sudos you should be Makbid to have a Kazayis after Tzeis. Once when Rav Shechter was here for Shabbos, and he was asking what the schedule was, and I was telling him, oh, we're going to have a Friday night thing, it's going to be 8 o'clock or something, and I saw that he was uncomfortable, and I realized, because it wasn't going to leave us enough time to have a Kazayis after Tzeis HaKochavim and still get to the thing on time. So after Friday night davening, I gave a clap. I said it's going to be 8:30 because we need to make sure that everyone could have a kazayis after Tzeis HaKochavim. Sivkat and Vav Miyad Vimlach Shespal Marav Einad Alayla Chatzi Shah. Now look, if you make an early Shabbos and then you get home and you schmooze a little bit outside of shul, you get home and it's within a half hour of nightfall by the time you get home. So you haven't been yotzei Kriyashma, but now you want to start a meal within a half hour of nightfall, so yesh li zar shalol lahaskel echol. You shouldn't start a meal at that point. El yamten al erev yachsav yikro kriya shema below brachos v'achar kach yochel. You should wait until it's nighttime, say kriya shema, and then eat. Hol laharbi poskim liyasidichov kriya shema kodem alayla. Because according to many poskim, you weren't yotzei kriya shema when you daven mariv. Mihu anoig lahakel bazeh in limchos biado. But if someone's going to be mekel about that, and they're going to start their meal as soon as they get home, even though it's within a half hour of nightfall, we're not going to make a macha against them. They're allowed to do that. They have what to rely on. But that's only about the right to eat. But you should not rely on the kriyashma that you said early. You should be careful to say kriyashma again on Friday night after your meal. This is something that people have to remind themselves of. I always look at the clock whenever, even when we make regular Shabbos, because sometimes you get up to, depending how long I speak for on Friday night, sometimes you can get up to kriyashma and it's only 15, 17 minutes after Shkia. So you hope to have a good 25 minutes after Shkia, you know, where you could be fairly confident that your kriyashma, or 30 minutes after Shkia is better, that you could be fairly confident that your kriyashma is after tzeis. Anyway, so to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said none of the leniencies of Siman Reish Samach Vav apply to a metziah, but there's a machlokas whether you can ask a neno Yehudi to pick up the metziah for you. You certainly are not allowed to ask him to bring it home for you. Then we learned in the beginning of Reish Samach Zayin that there's no tachnun at mincha on Erev Shabbos and no al naras bavel at lunch on Erev Shabbos late in the day after chatzos. Then we learned that you can be mekabel Shabbos as early as plaga mincha, but should be careful not to daven atarti desasri. And then we learned that although it's a machlokas, it's best to eat a kazayis after tzeis hakochavim when you make an early Shabbos, and it's also best not to start your meal within 30 minutes of nightfall because you haven't been yotzei kriyashma, but we won't make a macha on someone who's mekel about that, although he certainly should repeat kriyashma. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, I'm not sure when we'll do the shiur tomorrow, probably sometime on Zoom in the morning or something, but for whoever I don't see, chsivu chsimatova, good kaben shtiar, and we'll continue at some point.